This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nikki Haley ended her long-shot challenge to Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump on Wednesday, ensuring the former U.S. president will be the party's nominee. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The former South Carolina governor's decision to bow out of the contest ensures that former President Donald Trump will be the Republican Party's candidate in a November rematch with Democratic President Joe Biden. Haley made her announcement in Charleston, South Carolina, a day after Super Tuesday, when Trump beat her soundly in 14 of 15 Republican nominating contests.
I have no regrets.
Haley congratulated Trump on his victory, but unlike most of the other former Republican contenders to challenge the presumptive nominee, she pointedly declined to endorse him for now.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a ship in the Gulf of Aden has killed two of its crew members. That's according to two U.S. officials who spoke to the Associated Press on a condition of anonymity, as they didn't have authorization to speak publicly about the killings on board. They added the Barbados-flagged vessel was no longer under the command of the crew, and they had abandoned it on Wednesday. Yemen's Houthi rebels later claimed the attack on the vessel and insisted their assaults would continue as long as Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip continues. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S.-designated terrorist groups. United Nations Human Rights Chief Volker Turk on Wednesday called on the international community for action to help Haiti.
I urge the international community to act swiftly and decisively to prevent Haiti's further descent into chaos.